A survey by the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, has found high levels of support through the country for the introduction of a minimum level education requirement for MPs. Furthermore, there is significant support for such a threshold being set quite high as a tertiary qualification. A research fellow at the IEA, Lucas Robertson, has called for a national debate on the issue. He said the proposal is feasible as it is being practiced in some West African countries. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
The IEA last year was interested in looking at the perceptions that Ghanaians have of their MPs, sort of part of our survey work, and we were interested in how Ghanaians sort of see the role of their MPs and different aspects of their MPs. And one of the elements we looked at was an issue that's arisen before, and that's the education qualifications of MPs.
After the survey, what was your findings?
We asked a number of questions, but the one of relevance here is we asked the respondents of over 2,000 across all of Ghana's regions. We asked them, one, did they think that there should be a minimum qualification for someone to be an MP? And secondly, if so, what would that qualification be? And they were given a number of options, being high school certificate, university degree, or just English proficiency. What we found was actually overwhelming support for the first question, being that there should be some minimum threshold for people being able to as an MP. Over 84% of respondents responded in the affirmative. And that I actually found as well, which was interesting, that that was pretty much consistent, even taking into account the individual's own level of education. So we even had, say, 3/4 of people without any formal qualifications themselves supporting that notion. In terms of then asking the respondents what level of education they would expect, I think.
Research fellow at the IEA, Lucas Robertson.